probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Okay, friends, we're back. Week 8, we are praying for an undivided heart. Okay, what does that make you think of? You're like, undivided heart. What does that mean? My first thought, and this is so me, but I thought about our divided home, that I like Auburn and Ron likes Georgia. That's probably not what the Lord was talking about in his word when he talked about an undivided heart. But all jokes aside, we know what that means. We know we have to have an undivided, solely focused, committed heart to what? To the Lord and his purpose for our lives. So in Psalm 86:11, it says, "Teach us your way, Lord, that we may rely on your faithfulness. Give us undivided hearts that we may fear your name." I want to read a little bit from the journal because I love the way that Cynthia wrote this. It's so good. So undivided hearts, it often means that we're less concerned with academic potential and more interested in our child's heart for the lonely kid at lunch. It's relentlessly praying that our kids' inclinations to pursue popularity will not dilute the truth of their calling and identity in Christ. Wow, that's so good. I'm going to keep going. It's a mindset shift to the eternal when everyone and everything around them seems focused on the temporal. But even with the best of intentions, our heart can so easily divide the side of heaven. It happens when our commitment to Jesus starts to be overshadowed by our desire for comfort, convenience, entitlement, and entertainment. As we pray this week for undivided hearts, we're praying that our kids understand at an early age the importance of an unwavering commitment to Jesus. It's praying that we have a God-given resolve to follow his word and his calling on their lives, whatever the cost. Oh, isn't that so good? You're like, yes, that. I want that. And I think we want that for our own lives. And it's so easy in the culture that we live in and the world that our kids are growing up with that they would be divided, that they would get excited about things that are in their life, whether it's friends or sports. But our prayer is that their heart for the Lord would be above all else, that nothing would be competing in their ultimate desire is that they desire him above all else. And I know if you're like me, you're sitting here thinking, well, that's not happening with my child. But remember, like we're on a journey and we can pray for things that are well ahead of our kids. Like we can pray for their spouses now and they may be 6 years old. We can pray for this idea of an undivided heart to just root in them and continue to grow over time. And we need to trust that the Lord will answer this prayer and will do stuff in them over time. So let's jump into our prayer today. Lord, we love you so much. We praise you and we thank you for every blessing that you've poured out on our families. We thank you for these kids. We thank you that we get to be parents. We thank you for the opportunity to walk with you each day and the opportunity that we have your word. We have an active and living word that you are speaking through every day. And that, Lord, I pray that we'll just trust that as the only guide, the only Instagram account, the only podcast we need for life is your word. I pray that that will just be a priority in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the grace and forgiveness that you offer us and our kids every day. Lord, I pray for the mom and me too, that feels like we're messing it up every day, that we will just remember that you are the only perfect person and being in the entire world. You created our kids. You know what's best for them. And Lord, we want to just continue to grow and lean into you every day. We also pray that you will search our hearts as parents. Lord, would you reveal places in my heart, in my husband, and in the parents listening where we're not fully devoted to you? Will you reveal areas that are taking over priority? like bring those to mind right now in each of our lives as they're in the cars or driving to work. Just bring those things up. Like, what are the things, Lord, that we are putting emphasis on that is higher than our desire and purpose to walk with you? Lord, we pray that you'll just guide our hearts to be fully committed to you and to your will. Help us not to get distracted in temporal things, but remain focused on the bigger picture and things of eternal value. Lord, I pray for Larson and Ella and all the kids on this podcast that you would give them an undivided heart for you, that their faith in you and purpose to glorify you would be above everything else in their life. I pray that you will protect their hearts from things that can easily divide them from what matters, like give them just a Holy Spirit nudge of things they need to walk away from that may be taking root and becoming an idol in their life. Lord, I pray that you will help us to model this as parents and that we would be willing to confess and share when we have let something take over the priority of our hearts. Lord, help us to enter these conversations with our kids with loaded with grace and understanding and never shaming them for feeling convicted and confused, because it's tough to be excited about the things in the world but not let them just completely take over our lives. Lord, I'm so thankful for Larson and Ella and these kids. I pray that we will remember that you love them even more than I ever could. I pray that you'll keep working in their lives to reveal their piece in your big story. I pray that you'll give them confidence in who they are and excitement around using their unique gifts and talents to glorify you and love others. I pray that you'll remind us as parents that it's a process, that if they haven't arrived or fully grasped all that is walking with you by age 11, that we will just rest, that it is a process and you can be making traction and moving in them in places we don't even know or see. Lord, I pray that you'll give us courage as parents to back up and maybe not control their every move. Lord, we want to trust you with their sports, their friends, their distractions. You know what is taking over into an unhealthy place. And we know the places that are just enjoying and are part of being a kid and having fun. So Lord, when maybe something, a sport drops off or a friend goes another direction, that we won't overreact, that we will trust that you have the bigger story at play and you know them better than we ever will. Lord, I pray that you'll give us focus as parents, just focus to every day, rise above the temporal and model that posture for our children. Lord, I pray that you will, as you say in Psalm 86:11, teach us your way, Lord, that we may rely on your faithfulness. Lord, give us undivided hearts that we may fear your name. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.